This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When a person overworked his animal, lay more luggage on the animal than it could bear, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam corrected them. In fact, Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi relates a hadith in his Sahih that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling with the companions, and there was a woman, a lady, who was traveling on her camel with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was the love of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. So while she was traveling with him in the large group, they came through a very narrow mountain pass. So that meant that it became a file, and she became distant from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she eagerly wanted to be close to him. So she prodded her camel, and trying to drive the camel to go faster, the camel itself started making excessive noise and grumbling. So she cursed the camel, and she said, "Come on." The word in Arabic is hal. Hal, they used to say, it's like a, just like we say, it's a word, it's not a word with a meaning, but it's a sound that's given to animals. So the Arabs would say hal hal to the camels, which means move on, drive, drive. So she said hal, and then she said, "May Allah curse you," to the camel. It was just a thing said in anger or very quickly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard. Subhanallah, even though she was doing it to get close to him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the people around him, "Take everything off the camel, everything. Remove its canopy, its saddle, its blanket, its reins, remove everything from the camel, strip it of everything, and then leave the camel to roam free." Why did he do it? And he said, because she has, it's cursed, meaning she has cursed it. It's not cursed, but what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing is teaching her a lesson. That you do not curse the camel, you do not curse an animal in this manner. And to discipline her, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, "You can no longer ride the camel or use it. It is to be left free, to roam as it wishes." The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum say that long after we used to see that camel in Medina roaming around, no one would touch it. No one. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not tolerate an animal being overworked, overburdened with luggage, or even harshly spoken to. When he heard a woman cursing a camel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam relieved the camel of all of its duties and said, "Set it free. It shall roam and no one is to touch it." And he disciplined her because of that. Subhanallah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says of him, "Azizun alayhi ma anittum." Your suffering, whatever you suffer, weighs heavily on him. It really did. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not tolerate the suffering of his followers. Allah says, "Harisun alaykum." He is desirous of your welfare. That's Allah's testimony. The word haris actually means greed, greedy. Hirs means greed. And haris means someone who's greedy. Now obviously we wouldn't use that word for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but it just shows the level of his passion, his desire, his keen concern, his keen desire, that he is extremely desirous of your welfare. Bil mu'mineena ra'ufur raheem. He is compassionate and merciful towards the believers. He truly was.